When you were a college professor, did you mention Ayn Rand to your students, or did you just teach from an objectivist perspective? What kind of impact do you think you had on your students? I taught objectively, but not from an objectivist perspective, because I was not hired as an objectivist. And the way I typically did it is give the students a choice of positions on an issue with the arguments for and against, and then have them write a paper and tell me which one of the various positions they thought was the most rational and how they answered the arguments for the others. So, for instance, I taught God. One section was the arguments for God, then the arguments for faith, then the arguments for atheism, then the arguments for agnosticism, and then for and against. And then they had to write a paper. Then when I got the papers back, I went out of my way to announce one A at least for each category, so that there was no feeling of prejudice. At that point, and only then, did I indicate what my view was and how I would answer the others, and that this was Ayn Rand's view, and if anybody wanted to talk about it, they were happy to come to the office. I was happy to see them at the office. So I got the message out to whoever was interested. Most people only want the great, but some did come to the office, and in that way, I mentioned Ayn Rand, but I did not proselytize. As far as the impact I had, it's really hard to tell because I taught mostly seniors and they graduate. And you get a letter here and there, but it's very hard to know what happens to them. Once in a while, I hear something about somebody. But the only thing I can say in alma mater is my classes were usually jam-packed. So people were eager to hear. But whether, it's because of the content or the fact that I made a point of keeping them awake by, all kinds of tricks. I would make them laugh just because I kept them awake. Or I'd go to the back of the room and lecture from the back of their heads so they couldn't fall asleep because they didn't know what I was doing. They got the feeling it wasn't boring. I don't know whether it was that or ideology, influence, or whatever. It's hard to tell the impact. It's hard to tell the impact of writing. If you're a surgeon, you can tell the impact by, does the patient get better or not? A lawyer, does the patient get off, or does the client get off or not? But a philosopher, does the civilization survive or not? And who lives long enough to find that out? You never really know in philosophy if you got anywhere or not. That's one of the real problems of philosophy. Imagine Aristotle would never know that he influenced the world until the 14th century, 13th. That's a long time to wait.